The news of the new strain of the virus was not unexpected. Viruses always mutate. This new mutation was first identified in Great Britain last fall. The good news is that it has shown to be no more lethal than the original strain, which has now caused 2 million deaths worldwide. But it is more contagious, at least 50% so. And that led to questions asking if people need to adjust the recommended practices to avoid COVID-19, wearing masks, washing hands, and social distancing. The answer is no, says Graham McKean, the Assistant University Director of Public and Environmental Health at Indiana University. But because the Great Britain strain is so much more contagious, McKean suggests doubling down on preventative measures.
I think it's time to consider using more protective masks. You know, we know surgical masks, isolation masks, N95s and things like that are more protective. Maybe those are more important than they were before.
The concern with anything more contagious is that means more cases, and more cases means more deaths.
Anytime that you have anything that's more transmissible, it's going to increase the reproductive rate of that disease and make it harder to control. And so, you know, I think it's a concern when we have just this much sheer spread already.
It's not the only mutation out there, and it won't be the last. McKean says two variations were found in Ohio and another in California.
There's one in South Africa that seems to be concerning and has a mutation that they call an escape mutation. They think that would allow it to evade either an antibody medication or maybe a vaccine. But the good thing is overall, these vaccines do appear to be safe or effective against these variants.
And with a COVID-19 vaccine already in hand, scientists can simply adjust it as they go along to combat the mutations. It's the same technique used for the yearly flu vaccines. But the problem has been getting the vaccine to the people. Since the first doses arrived on January 8th, IU Health has administered more than 10,000 vaccine shots in Bloomington. Those have gone mostly to healthcare workers, first responders, and those 80 years and older. Last week, the state expanded its distribution plan to include those aged 70 and older. But some have complained that it's difficult to make an appointment. And this week, the state's website to register for a shot shows no appointments available in Monroe and surrounding counties until the middle of next month. Monroe County Health Administrator Penny Cottle says to keep checking the website for available times because appointments can open up as more vaccines become available.
We're not scheduling appointments when we don't have vaccine. So keep that in mind. It will come. Check back.
Right now, there are 188 sites in the state, but just two in Monroe County, where you can receive the vaccination. Last week, IU Health announced a partnership with the Monroe County Health Department to distribute the vaccine. And local health departments around the state have been working with pharmacies to get the vaccine out. McKean said 45 Kroger locations are expected to begin distribution in the next week or two. It is highly recommended that you schedule both shots at the same place. But if that's not an option, you must make sure your second dose is from the same company as the first dose. In other words, if your first shot is by Pfizer, the second shot must be by Pfizer too. But everything hinges on getting enough vaccine. The state cannot provide a timeline for when more Hoosiers will be able to receive the vaccine. McKean is hopeful the new administration in Washington can ramp up distribution and provide more resources to the states to help with a backlog of getting shots into arms. So far, around 32 million doses have been sent to the states, but only a little more than half that number have been distributed to the public.
I think there needs to be a lot more investment in kind of the boots on the ground, the human capital, and just the people to push it out.
With the vaccine now in circulation, McKean says he thinks the pandemic has reached its apex.
Cases have decreased in the last week in 35 states. Deaths have decreased in 18 states in the last week. There are some rays of sunshine here.
To register for the vaccine, visit ourshot.in.gov or call 211. For WFIU, I'm Pat Bean.